Thank you so much. Oh my God, I'm so happy that you were here. We are very excited. When we got the list for everybody, I've been saying this, but when we got the list, they were like, who do you want to talk to? And I was like, oh my God, there's like three people we've already interviewed and I want all of them. Yeah. And like, I am so happy that we got a chance to sit with you again.
Me too. This is the one I was looking forward to. Well, I have you guys and then I'm doing Brian Slagle's podcast. So, it's like my favorite two in a row. Right.
I understand that. Yeah. Back to back.
We're up there, top two though.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
You are top two.
That's literally all that matters.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, it's totally fine. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take number two. I don't even care.
No, you're number one.
All right, there we go.
Slagle gave me a little homework. Like, I have to. It's about a song.
Oh.
So I've been like, I like to over prepare too.
Oh, I got you.
Even though I know every goddamn thing about this band that I'm, because it's Cynic. I'm doing a Cynic song.
Okay.
I was still like studying last night. So I
bet.
Felt like I was like preparing for school with Slagle a little bit.
Well, I get that. And you're like, shame on you for homework. But at the same time, you're like, you just want to make sure that you know what's happening.
Exactly.
So you
I don't
can go
want to sound like a dummy when I'm over there talking about Cynic, you know?
I get that. Well, thank you for joining our little table.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I know, these little mini podcasts. This is our first one. Is this yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Never been here before. Had no idea what to expect. That's why when you were texting me, I was like, I'm just going to show up. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Because some of the bands had tables, and I didn't really 100% understand how that was going to work, and I didn't know if that was what you guys were going to be doing. I wasn't entirely sure, and then some people had tables, and some people don't.
Yeah,
remember
Sorry,
guys.
Yeah. Am I doing it again?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you better scoot back. Scoot out of my shot.
I'm letting you know,
but I was asked if I would want a table, but what they don't know about me is that Chaney Crabb has a strict, I will not ever sell merch again in my fucking entire life. Like, I will not do merch.
You're not going to do it.
And I'm not doing it here.
Is there a
especially.
Reason why?
Yeah, because I hate doing it.
It's just
and that's why I enlist.
Pure hatred.
One of my best friends, Shannon Marks, she does merch for us all over the world. God bless her. And I just like kind of sit in the trailer and watch her and just kind of laugh while she's restocking.
Like, look at her go. Look at her go.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where it could be way worse. It could be way worse. And you have like a major. Okay, so for the people that watch this show, they know who you are. Hell, if you're on the fucking internet, you know who you are. But you have really, like, your traction has, like, gone through the roof. And, girl, your traction was already going through the roof for obvious reasons, because your band is so good, for one. You're such a talented...
You.
No, I swear. You're such a talented singer, for one. And then also your reels just get so much attention.
I have no idea...
It's
why,
amazing.
How, there's no rhyme or reason.
I love it.
And every one that I post, I'm like, this one is for sure going to be the one that gets one view. But they all seem to do. I mean, hey, can't complain.
No, and I think that that's a wonderful, I'm so happy for you, because you want people to like come and see your band and experience your music.
Yeah.
And I think that that's great. And you have a tour coming up soon.
I do. I'm going to Europe in like 3 weeks.
Oh,
and we're going a lot of cool places. Like, so for people who aren't... don't really know where bands go in Europe, we usually hit the more western side of Europe, so like Germany, and then you go to the UK and Ireland and everything. This one is going to like Estonia and a bunch of Polish dates, a bunch of Czech dates that are outside of Prague, which is the only place I've been.
Okay.
So like, it's a bunch of places that I've never been before. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to like see real Eastern Europe. Like, we're going to Athens, Greece.
Okay.
No big deal.
No big.
No big deal. Just like, you
we've
know where the world
books,
was created.
Yeah, we've seen it all in the books. Why go there?
Yeah, why go? Why go? Just open up the internet and pull up Athens, Greece, and you're basically there. Pet your cat, and then it's, you know, it's like you're seeing
there.
The street cats. Yeah, it's the same shit. Eat some feta.
Yeah.
Have a Greek salad.
Yeah. This is like Athens, just out in your Nashville backyard.
So I will say that I've heard really good things, and I can't remember where or why or the rhyme or reason, but I've heard really good things about Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I've been to Budapest, and I've been to somewhere in Poland, maybe Warsaw or Krakow. I can't remember which place.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yes. It's very interesting. You know, it seems like a colder culture, and it was interesting because there was... So we played a venue across the parking lot. There was a hostel where we were supposed to go take showers and everything, right?
Oh, shit.
So it looked from the outside like it was a war-torn country. And then when you get inside, it's the nicest building, like renovated, craziest building ever. So
they don't care about the appearance on the outside.
Absolutely not. Yeah. But that's when you feel like you are in a different place that is not the United States is when you're in Eastern Europe. So I'm really excited to like go see more places over there and, you know, play music, which is...
And I've heard that their concerts are, like, incredible. So, like, I mean, and then people will talk about the European. I think we had touched base on this, too, is that the European just idea of, like, outdoor festivals and everything is, like, so much more. So, like, you're touring with Born of Osiris.
Yeah.
And then the other band?
Ingested.
Mm-hmm.
Born of Osiris are, like, our besties. So we just did a tour with them.
I thought you did.
Yeah. So I've known them since, God... maybe 2007 or 2008. Naveen's known them forever. So they're
cool.
Us touring together is just so much fun. We have so much fun. And I feel sorry for the other bands. Well, actually, so one of the guys who has played live guitar for us is in Ingested now. So, you know, it's like a family affair for Entheos, at least. Like, we're going over there and all of our buddies are
on
the tour.
Own it.
Yeah, we're about to own this shit, as we always do.
Hell yeah.
But I'm excited. Yeah. Born of Osiris, it's going to be a wild ride for us.
Oh, I mean,
over there.
100%. And you're going for how many weeks?
I think 4 or 5.
Okay, that's going to be
a month.
Exceptional. Is there anything that do you get a lot of downtime? Do you know if you're
going to
be able to?
Hell no, we don't get downtime.
Why would you?
I mean, my whole day, because the buses there don't have showers in them either. So my whole day consists of waking up in my bunk, then I go find somewhere to like clean myself off, find a bathroom, find coffee, find a place to like exist as a human, maybe sightsee within like a half a mile of the venue if I'm lucky, and then go back to the bus, get ready, have a few drinks, get on stage.
I love
rinse
that.
And repeat.
And then you do it again.
Yeah, rinse and repeat.
I was going to say, I love that whole setup and how that actually is playing out, because I feel like that's my life on an everyday basis, and I'm not even on tour. I'm like waking up, seeing if I have enough time to shower, finding coffee, taking care of 3 dogs, like going to work.
Well,
like,
I take care of like 5 crew members, which is the same as 3 dogs, right?
Yeah, like you're responsible.
Sit. No, stand. Grab that box.
Stay.
Yeah.
No, you stay.
Let him outside.
No, you
gotta,
can go. You stay.
All right, you're allowed to go outside. Potty break.
Off the couch.
Yeah. Get off of that. Get your fucking bag off of the couch. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of that. Oh. And yeah, man, it's just about survival on tour.
I can only imagine. You must be exhausted. And
oh, God. I was going to say, if anyone is catching me 23 days into this tour, just know that is not real life Chaney. You're getting a Chaney that is in a state of delirium and living in a surrealistic dream or nightmare, depending on how the tour is going. I don't even know.
You're either slap happy or you're pissed off, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm Italian, so you're going to get both of those things.
Yeah, you might get both of them at the same time, depending
on
what's happening.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Just get me some fucking spaghetti and meatballs and an espresso, and I'll be good.
Well, you're probably going to have good espresso if you're over there.
Oh,
even if
right.
you're in Eastern Europe. Well, I just wanted to tell you that because we can't have alcohol here, this is the little mocktail I know.
Boo.
Little mocktail I made for you.
I wish I had a little soundboard where I can have a boo thing here.
Bing,
you know?
Bing, bing, bing.
Damn it. Next time.
Bing, bing, bing. We forgot the ding, ding.
So, but you brought everything else, Diego. Good job.
I did, yeah. You brought the whole
cameras,
setup.
Right?
Yeah. I know. I was waiting to see your guys' setup because I was talking to Slagle the other day and they're like, what do we bring? Are we going to bring like a, you know, they're trying to scrape it all together. And I knew you guys would have the setup of setups.
I don't know anything else. That's the whole thing. I'm afraid to change something. Yeah. Look, I even brought extra tables.
I know. Look at that. But it's better to be overprepared, as we were talking about earlier.
Now I'm getting all self-conscious. Everybody's like looking at this guy. Like,
they're looking at you to be like, who the fuck are those people? They're so set up.
You know, it's funny because when we were trying to do this last night, because of course, like we're trying to like get everything done last minute. Because you think you have it in your mind, and then you're like, "Do I really have it?"
Yes.
And so last night, he's up till 4 a.m. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm up till 3 a.m. like crazy people.
Yes.
Like we had to set up at like 7. You know what I mean?
Oh my
God! So the funny thing is that I'm like, and that's on top of the getting the tequila. She's like, do you want a double? I was like, absolutely not. I do not need a double on no sleep and no food. That is a very bad idea.
The funny thing, Chaney, I have the whole setup again in a box just in case this doesn't work.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Not that.
I wasn't going to be a surprise. See, these people behind the camera, they haven't seen your guys' setup at your house. And everything he's saying is completely plausible. And I would believe it. I left that podcast and I was like, Naveen, we need to step it the fuck up. Like, we are losers and we're pretending we know what we're doing.
No. And your podcast looks so great.
I know. Too bad. We stopped doing it.
Did you? Oh, because you're busy.
Oh, I'm not trying to. The thing is, when you have it in your mind, yeah, I'll do a weekly podcast. That'll be great. And then it's like, I don't want to do that every week. Yeah. I'm good.
It's a lot of work.
It's hard. It's a lot of work. We try to do it every 3 weeks, and Dan's in the process right now. He is actually like producing Galactic Cowboys. So he's back and forth from here in Texas. Been a little bit harder than we expected.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the story.
He's out there. And then one of the guys is coming here. Monty's coming here at the end of the month, early May. So it's been harder. So I'm like, okay, we've only released 3 episodes. I was like, but there's tons of shit going on.
Yeah.
You know? My long story, last night when he was setting all this up, he's like, do we need headphones? And I don't know if you remember, mm-hmm. but we don't use headphones in
the studio. I do remember this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know.
Because I watched the interview with myself all the time. Because I've seen it several times.
She's like, I watch the interview.
I go back and watch every interview with myself several times. So
is that like hard?
Nah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm so used to it. Yeah. I'm good in front of a camera. You know.
You
I don't
are.
Give a shit.
No, you're great with it.
I don't care. People, you see what you see is what you get with me. Yes. I'm not like a fake person. You know, I'm not different.
No, you're not.
Camera.
You are exactly the same.
Yeah. So I thrive actually. I think there should be a camera on me all the time because then I'd be like a little more turned on and a little funnier all the time. But yeah, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
I mean,
phase
sometimes
you.
I'm like, fuck, I should have done my makeup a little better that day or whatever. But I've done this long enough that I know that there will be 500 other videos where people, you know, it's like,
well, and
whatever.
No, yeah. And it's fine. And it's like, once you get used to doing that, but we don't have headphones. And he's like, well, what if it's really loud in there? And I was like, well, shit, I didn't fucking think about that.
Yeah, that's.
And I'm kind of glad that we did because it is a little loud
here. I was doing a podcast earlier, actually, where I didn't have headphones on and the guy was talking so quietly that I. Like,
that's what he was afraid about.
I didn't want to have that.
He didn't
weird
want that to happen.
See?
But this is why Dan's in charge of that,
exactly.
And I'm not in charge of
that's
any of
the
that.
The being overprepared thing, it works.
Because I would wing everything that we do.
Me too. I'm actually what you would call a professional procrastinator. I think it's like my ADD. Yeah. But I procrastinate very badly. And then I've learned recently that a thing that procrastinators do is really get it together like 3 days before the thing is supposed to happen and then just ace whatever's happening. So the funny thing is Naveen, my husband and I are both procrastinators with our wedding. We really didn't, like, our wedding came together in 2 weeks before the wedding.
That's amazing.
I mean, dude, we just...
Did you have people at the wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because that's the only thing you have to worry about, because if you don't have people at the wedding, it's like, well, whatever. It's just for you guys.
Right,
but
right.
If you're hosting people or you're having like an actual wedding, you're like, well, shit, now I got to put something together. I got to put a party together.
Hated that aspect of it. We'll never do it again. Glad I married the person that I'm going to be with forever. You know, right after the wedding, we were both like, we high-fived and we're like, we never have to do this shit again. This fucking rules.
The end, right?
Yeah, that's
the
it.
End.
Now we're done.
Oh, my God. Well,
Can I take a shot of this fake mocktail?
Please.
What is it?
Cheers. Okay, so this is...
Is that real tequila that you have in there?
It is a little red. Because, you know what? I didn't think about the fact that I could have just taken one and dumped it in yours.
You
like,
don't have any more real tequila on you?
No, I didn't want to get... I didn't want to be that person that was
it's
like,
illegal.
Oh,
I know, and I would have told everyone. I would have been like, oh, I'm getting wasted.
I didn't want to be like, oh, that's Nashville on the rocks. They're over there fucking...
They're not welcome anymore.
They're making cocktails for people. When there's
They're
clearly
out.
A bar over there.
They're out.
Kick
is
them
there
out.
A bar?
Yes, there is.
Oh, my God. Why aren't we there right now?
Because we're here.
You didn't know?
No.
All right. So what you're trying to say is there's a shot of tequila coming in your future. Yeah. Cheers.
Absolutely. Cheers.
Ooh. Cheers with the no glass. Sorry, guys.
I just took a shot of...
Seed lip. It's basically like... gin with no alcohol.
This is that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, I've been hearing about this all over. It's really
this
good.
This is it, and I put some Starry in it. They say ginger ale, but they didn't have ginger ale. I put Starry in it, and this is a little bit of mango, pineapple, lemongrass, and peach. And I just did like maybe a quarter of a dropper full.
Oh, that's delicious.
It's tasty.
Also, I was just bragging to the person who's taking me around here about the jalapeno simple syrup that you gave me the last time I came over.
Have you made it?
I made it all. I used it. I was like, Naveen, look at this. That Lisa gave me a specialty. I was just making drinks, just like flipping it. And I was like measuring stuff like you did. And
like it's
pretending
great.
I knew what I was
doing.
Babe,
it's working. I'm spreading alcohol throughout the world.
You are.
Alcoholism Thank everywhere.
Thank God.
Syrups. No, it's I great. Know. I'm glad that you enjoyed that. Well, I know that we're probably going to have to say goodbye because your handler
can't. I could do you guys this podcast all day. I would love that.
We have to have you on the show again
when
you're in town.
I'm tracking a new album right now, so when the album comes out, let's do another podcast.
Please.
I'm inviting myself over to your guys' house.
I would love that.
Absolutely, man. It'll be awesome.
And I got to say, I was listening to your most recent album lately, and I was just like, oh my God, this whole thing is fucking amazing. So guys, please check out Entheos. Check out their new album. Keep a watch out for their brand new album and their tour. Well, they're not coming here for a while. Are you doing a U.S. tour?
Yeah, we're doing our first ever headlining tour at the end of the year. It's not announced yet, but it ends in Nashville at the end, and we're going to sell that shit out.
Oh, that's okay, awesome.
I need to get tickets now before they sell
yes,
out.
Yes, yes,
I'm
right
making
now.
That happen.
I think we're going to announce in the next month or two. It's okay. It's the lineup that I couldn't have dreamt that we would be headlining over these bands. So I'm really excited.
I'm very so happy
cool.
for
yes.
you.
Congrats.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chaney. Jesus, we're going to cut that part out. I can't even talk. I've been up for hours.
I know.
And drinking.
And you barely slept last night.
I know.
Jesus,
ridiculous. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was
Thanks
so good to see
me.
You.
Good to see you too.
All right. We'll
thank
talk
you,
to you.
Chaney.
Bye.